And good Wednesday evening and welcome to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap on AM 930 WEOL, also Century 21, Deanna Realty, and Rob Polinski pinch hitting for Rocco Nucci. And, of course, as always, we bring with us the Hall of Famer. He carries it, Tom Evans. In this first segment, we'll talk about results, and then we'll have a conversation after the break with the Elyria High girls head coach Paul Felton. And then to wrap things up a little bit later on in the show, Tom will take a look at what is going on this coming weekend as we start to get to the holidays with Christmas and New Year's Day on Wednesdays. I know it's wreaked havoc a little bit with the basketball schedules. Tom will let us know what it does with wrestling. But again, welcome back to the High School Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Cobos Insurance Center. And Tom, great to see you. And as always, I'm sure you got a ton to talk about.
Yeah, it's really hitting the ground running here with wrestling. You know, the state backed the schedule up a couple years ago, a week. So everything in these first 3 weeks kind of gets compressed and people kind of scratching and clawing to find their place. And we also kicked off with some dual meets. You know, last Thursday, the SWC kicked off with some dual meets. It was nice to see North Ridgeville with a pretty full lineup for the first time in a long time over there. They got a win over Olmsted Falls, and Elyria comes out with a victory over Avon Lake, and I know, or over Avon, rather, and Avon Lake came out a victor last week as well in some of those initial matches just to get the SWC rolling. And sometimes you almost don't want to wrestle that conference match before Christmas because different teams are falling into some different slots. We talked to Scott said, like the first week, and that Avon Lake team's, their lineup's pretty well set right now. So, you know, the returning conference champs and everybody's hunting after them. Kind of crawled into the weekend then. Saturday, Columbia girls went down to Olentangy Citrus Duels and finished seventh on there. They went 2-3 on the week, on the day. Last Saturday, the Pinter over at Cuyahoga Heights. I was in the gym all day, but in Clearview with an outstanding showing over there, came in second place to a really, really strong Wayndale team, a Wayndale team that's going to really push for a top three finish in the state this year, and Clearview with an outstanding tournament. But some of the local kids that finished, Ridgeville with the sixth place finish, Brookside with 10th. Eden Ritari got a championship over there. Clearview got second place finishes out of Sylvester Montanez, Dominic Rodriguez, and Israel Vieira, and a championship from Josiah Longo. And Josiah doesn't look like he's missed a beat from football season, and we saw how impressive he was as a football player, and he is equally as impressive as a wrestler. So great start for the Clippers. EC went down to a tournament way out, right? I had never heard of before with the 10th place finish. I got a couple of finishers over there. It looks like they have more guys in their lineup this year, which is a good thing for them. Vermillion was third down at Clear Fork. First place finisher Logan Patterson for them, third out of 17 teams over there. Amherst went out to Bellevue and finished third out of Bellevue. Wellington was ninth out of 11 teams, and Amherst came away with a runner-up at 106 pounds, and Trey Thompson, and a runner-up at 120. Chase Chandler, runners-up at 135. Cameron Fritz and Jordan Hatfield at 215. So four second-place finishes for Amherst, for the Commerce over there. They placed 12 wrestlers overall in the tournament, so a really good outing for them. Tom Milkovich has taken over there, and Danny Turnus is over helping them too, so that's probably the most veteran staff in the county right now. And Firelands finished fourth out at Cardinal, the Cardinal tournament. And then, let's see, Lorraine went out to Bucyrus and finished second. Looks like Lorraine's got more wrestlers this year. So overall, the boys have really, really kind of ramped it up numbers-wise this year, and that's a good thing to see more numbers on some of those teams. I think some of that's been kind of helped up by the girls. And last Sunday, I went over to Clyde to watch the girls' tournament. 56 teams at Clyde on Sunday, and they had three mats in one gym and two mats in the other, and we're going to talk to Paul Felton a little bit, and I said I had a flashback to the old days when it was those old tournaments that after the season where you had 2,000 entries and that you couldn't find anybody over there. Boy, it was going, and I know they went till late in the evening Sunday night, but Elyria comes out of there with a second-place finish, for Vermillion a fourth-place finish, Black River in 23rd, Keystone in 25th, so the county did a real nice job over there. Midview, Lorraine, North Ridgeville, Wellington were all there as well, but 56 teams. I think everybody north of Columbus was at Clyde last week, so we'll talk to Paul Felton about that here in a little bit, but a really, really good showing by the Elyria girls over there last week.
Tom, any surprises? Just, you know, obviously I'm a novice compared to you. I don't remember Clearview having a strong team in wrestling. Is that new? Is that a bit of a surprise? Is there anybody that's kind of opening up some eyes, whether it's team-wise or individual early on?
Well, you hit the nail right on the head. Clearview is, and Clearview's got four new guys this year. A couple transfers in from some other places, but really, and they, the Clearview kids have always been very athletic, very physical kids. Jason Stedman is a veteran coach over there. He spent a lot of years as the assistant, and it looks like they are really putting it together this year. And they wrestled the first 2 weeks. They've been very impressive so far. So you start looking at the way the LCA is going to shake out. I'm anxious for those dual meets to shake out because this Clearview team looks real, real solid from bottom to top. And, you know, the LCA is one of those where you win that tournament with depth. You win that tournament by having placers in every weight class. And Clearview looks like they're poised to do that. I don't want to make them the front runner just yet because Keystone's going to have a whole lot to say about that as well. Chris Vondreska's team is always solid, and he's got good numbers this year as well. So really looking for an exciting LCA season this year.
Tom, you mentioned that the girls, 56 teams over at Clyde, which is incredible to keep up with that. How have the fans gone to that? Are the girls drawn just like the guys would? Is it a different crowd? What's it like when you go to an all girls tournament?
It's unbelievable because the energy at the girls tournaments is something else, and brought on by the girls. Boy wrestlers go about this a little bit differently. There's a little bit more intensity. Girls wrestlers, when there's a break in the tournament, somebody throws the music on and there'll be 40 girls out on the mat doing a line dance in between rounds of the tournament. So, but it's a different kind of energy, but really a great following. My first thought on Sunday was, boy, the fire marshal from Clyde must not be anywhere, must be off today, because what they did is they did a junior high boys tournament on Saturday. They did a junior high girls tournament Sunday morning, and I got there about 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, and you could not move. You couldn't move in the cafeteria. They had the main gym with 3 mats. They had an auxiliary gym with 2 mats. One of the officials that worked our tournament on Saturday was there, and I saw him for a couple seconds, and I thought he was going to earn his money a whole lot harder on Sunday than he did on Saturday over at the Pitter tournament. But, you know, just some great competition over there.
All right, well, we're going to take this break. When we come back, we'll have a conversation with Paul Felton. He's the head coach of the Elyria High Girls program. I'm sure he'll tell us about last Sunday at Clyde, and we'll talk Elyria Girls Wrestling right after this time out. You're listening to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. Rob Polinsky along with Tom Evans, and we're on AM 930, FM 100.3. You can download our mobile app. Tom, you can listen online anytime.
At WEOL.com.
Welcome back to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. Rob Polinsky, Tom Evans with us, and we're joined by Paul Felton, the head girls coach at Elyria High. Tom, I'll let you take it away, but I'll just say that it's a great pleasure to have Paul joining us this week.
It certainly is, and I tried to run Paul down at Clyde last week, but it was so crazy over there. I thought there was no way that even if I found Paul, that he'd have 2 seconds to talk to me. I said hi to Chris in the hallway. But Paul, talk to us a little bit about Clyde. 56 teams, the Lady Pioneers come away with a second-place finish. Tell us a little bit about the Clyde tournament and your performance over there, your team's performance.
Yeah, absolutely. First off, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty crazy. You know, two different gyms, the amount of teams that they had. It's a good, you know, it shows that the sport is growing. That tournament has been big the last few years we've been there. But, you know, this year was something else. I think there's close to 300 girls for the high school and close to 150 in middle school. And even with, you know, 5 mats, you know, in 2 different gyms, it was crazy. You know, I think we got like a 2-hour late start for the high school girls. But it ran smoothly once it started going. But yeah, like you said, it was crazy. You're jumping from mat to mat and gym to gym. And it was a good tournament. We had a good turnout. And, you know, things are going real well over here right now.
Paul, tell us about some of the standouts that took you guys to that second place finish over there.
Yeah, so, you know, Jalen Green has been, you know, one of the leaders on our team for the last couple of years. But in January, she finds a way to get hurt every year. So this is her junior year. Last year, she tore her meniscus in January. And then the year before that, she broke her collarbone. So she's never even finished the season for us. But, you know, she's a great leader for us. This was her first week back as far as tournament and competition-wise, and she went out there and had a good second-place performance. So that kind of led things the way. Benna Gudaselli, our returning state qualifier from last year, she had a third-place finish. She wrestled Carolyn Deckler from Perry, who everybody knows is a beast. So we saw her in the semifinals, but we wrestled a really good third-place match. We were down and ended up catching the girl and pinning her. And, you know, that helped us out. You know, little pins, especially whenever you're losing, that's a big point swing right here for you. Soraya Jackson, you know, Soraya had a tough day just because she didn't have as many girls in her weight class, and then the first two rounds were byes for her. So we were already waiting all day to wrestle, and then the first two rounds were byes. So I don't even think she wrestled her first match until like 5 o'clock, which makes it hard to go out there and wrestle your first match, but, you know, everybody's doing it in that weight class. So we took a loss there, but she wrestled her way back to a fifth place finish. So she wrestled good as well.
Paul, I was looking at the team pictures for the last couple of years of the Elyria girls team since you guys got this thing up and running and you became the head coach, and it looks like the team has almost doubled in size every year. And, of course, Elyria was one of the first schools in the county to have a girls wrestler. Riley Banyas kind of held the banner for girls wrestling in this county for a long time. She's off wrestling at college right now. But talk to us about the growth of the Lady Pioneers over there. I think you mentioned you had some girls that – had wrestled in middle school, but you had a whole slew that hadn't, and they got to high school and they decided they want to do this. So talk to us about building that program over at Elyria High School.
Yeah, so like you said, we've pretty much doubled in size every year. We started, you know, Riley's last year we had six girls her senior year. Last year we had like 13. This year we actually started off with like 26. You know, the sport's not for everybody, so I think we're down to, like, 20 right now. But, you know, as far as those 20 go, that everybody's sticking around and putting a lot of work in. You know, the sport's growing, and I think the more and more people see the sport and the more it becomes popular, I think more girls are interested in it. We do a pretty good job of going around to the middle schools, the junior high and the high school, handing out pamphlets, having the girls talk about it, you know, to their friends and other athletes at school, trying to get, you know, volleyball players and other softball players and other athletes to come out and join as well. So that it seems to have helped. You know, like I said, the sport's growing. You know, it's a little bit more out there now. So people see that, and I think they become more interested in it now that it's more of a big deal than it ever has been.
Paul, I talked to Rob about this off air a little bit, and I'll mention it again as we wrap up here later. But, you know, for me, from my perspective, for wrestlers to grow as wrestlers, they need tournaments. But for the sport to grow, we need dual meets. And you're to the point now, is the SWC, are they sponsoring girls wrestling as a tournament, number one? And what are you guys going to do about some dual meets now that you've got a pretty full squad?
Yeah, so I believe we are having a conference. Like, it's like I think it's more of like a county tournament. So it's including some of the teams that aren't in the conference, which is going to be a tournament towards the end of the year. We should be a part of it, but it's also going to depend on state duels because we did qualify to be part of the state duels. So, you know, that'll depend on how we do at regionals and if we qualify to be one of the top eight teams that go down to Columbus. But as far as dual meets go, yeah, our team's not very experienced in dual meets just because we haven't really had a full squad. When we wrestle with other teams in the SWC, it's a few matches here or there. You know, there's been a lot of forfeits. But I think this year, you know, with Berea and Mid Park having a decent-sized team and then Avon Lake, who's always got a good team, those are going to be some pretty interesting dual meets for us. So really looking forward to that Avon Lake one because it's going to be a home match for us. So I think we're going to try to blow that one up and make it a good for everybody in attendance there.
Outstanding. Well, Paul, now you have bragging rights over Armando since you went on the radio show before he did this year. So you can jab him a little with that and make sure you let Armando know that I'm going to catch up with him throughout the season here. But, Paul, thanks for kind of taking some time out of your day. Tell us a little bit about the Lady Pioneer wrestling team, and we'll make sure that we're going to see you down the road here.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
That's our pleasure, and that is Paul Felton, the head girls coach of Elyria High. And Tom and I will take this time out. When we come back, Tom's going to take a look at ahead. He'll give you the schedule that's coming up this weekend and the following weekend right after this on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, also presented in part by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Tom, we're on AM 930, FM 100.3. People can download the mobile app or they can listen online anytime they want.
At WEOL.com.
Welcome back to the Wrestling Recap Show presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Mike Deanna Realty helping out as well. And now time to take a look at what's coming up. I don't know if it's just this weekend or maybe the next couple weeks, Tom, with the Christmas and New Year's holiday. Again, not quite sure how it's doing with the high school wrestling schedule, but I know you're going to let everybody know what's coming up.
Well, it works out perfect for the high school wrestling schedule because they'll still be able to get some matches in this week. Not huge tournaments, but some old tournaments will run this weekend. And then, you know, the granddaddies of them all, the Medinas and Brecksville, will go next Friday, Saturday, I believe. And I know Medina's Friday, Saturday for sure. Brecksville maybe Thursday, Friday. They always try to stagger a little bit. No, those are the biggies that and Kenston as well. Keystone's gone over to Kenston. So those might be the three oldest Christmas tournaments in the country. I know Brecksville is for a fact the oldest, but the teams will line themselves up for that just to see where they're sitting over Christmas vacation. But it all starts tonight. Wednesday night, we've got Firelands heading down to Wayndale. We talked about how good that Wayndale team is, and Lou Stanley just inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. He was part of that class with Dan Turnus that just went in October. But this is a real, real strong Firelands Wayndale team that Firelands is going down there to take on a dual meet. And that we'll see. Firelands is going to get a real good gauge as to where they're at right now, because I believe that Wayndale's no less than a top five team in the state of Ohio this year. Some SWC duels. We got Avon Lake at Midview, but that'll be both boys and girls on Thursday night. Avon's going to host North Ridgeville. Columbia and Strongsville, that'll be a boys and girls doubleheader as well. Midview heads down to Ashland. Lorraine is at Berea Mid Park, and I think that's boys and girls as well. And Amherst is also over there. And the girls, Avon Lake and Black River, will be at Findlay Friday night for a Friday-Saturday tournament. Nice that the girls kind of get the back-to-back on the big tournament there. This coming Saturday, the defense duels will take place in Vermilion. That's always a biggie. That's 2 days of duels. That, you know, that's a battle of attrition. The wrestlers usually get 8 or 9 matches over the two-day period over there. But Vermilion, Lorraine, Keystone, Avon Lake will all be there. Wellington heads down to Waterloo. Elyria is going to go down to the Barnesville duels. And, again, that's another one of those names that people in Lorraine County may not know anything about, Barnesville. Barnesville, again, is another top five Division III school in wrestling. I think they were third in the state last year. Just that southeast, just a real powerhouse down there, always have been for many, many years. And Black River will be at the Buckeye duels, and Buckeye was state runners-up last year, so Black River is going to really find out what they have. Amherst goes over the Hudson Tourney. Hudson Tourney's been around for a long time. It's one of those quiet little tournaments, kind of runs itself before the rest of the tournaments do, but Amherst has had good luck over there. And Avon will be at Willoughby South for the Rebel duels over at Willoughby South.
So, Tom, you mentioned, you know, with boys and girls having a combination, like a doubleheader duel. How does that work? Do the girls wrestle first, then the guys? Do they alternate weight classes with girls? Like, how are they doing this? Because it's still relatively new.
Well, they're still working out. I think Some schools have set up two mats and are doing them side by side. I know Columbia was alternating boys and girls with a double dual format when they were doing it to try to feature both of them. So I think some of them are still working out the logistics of how you do that. I like the idea of doing them side by side. That's a really good go there. You're kind of really packed the gym for that. And quite honestly, with the length that dual meets take anymore, you could do them back to back. In other words, you could lead off with the boys and have the girls follow.
Yep.
And that's you're still only in the gym about a little over 2 hours with that kind of a arrangement there.
So there's no rhyme or reason. The schools can do it however they want.
No, and I'm happy to see the boys and girls go side by side. If you listen in on last week's show at all, I talked a little bit about a lot of the girls' tournaments are running on Sundays because those were the open days. And I envision wrestling to turn out a little bit like track, because what track has done is you got the same guys, same people coaching boys and girls. So what you've seen with the big meets anymore is boys and girls kind of run side by side, boys 100, girls 100. And they're running the same days. I really like to see the girls kind of move off a Sunday and into some Saturday, some spotlight matches. But you want to make sure that they kind of work that in with some of the boys stuff. So I'll be curious to see how that plays itself out. Guys like Brandon Gilbert over at Vermilion does double duty in both. And I know Danny Giuliani, his daughter's now on the girls' team, and he's coaching the boys' team. So he wants to be at both events. So you want to see what you can do schedule-wise. And just like anything else today, we know that there's a shortage of coaches around. So when you've got guys like Brandon Gilbert that can do both and wants to do both, you do whatever you can schedule-wise to make it happen.
And is if you're going to go side-by-side, is it like weight class by weight class? So like they wait almost like when you're at, let's say, the state tournament, you know how they wait for everybody that wrestles at 112. before the 119s come out or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So would they if they're side by side, wait till both matches are over?
I think you do that.
Yeah, that would.
Even though the weight classes don't match up, it's not like 100-yard dash, but that you still have 14 and 14.
Yes.
So I think you do them side by side, and I think that's the perfect way to go about it. And you get a pin, and everybody's focused on the one match. So
right.
I think that does both justice. Really, where that you and dual meets are where we get our fans. You know, the non-knowledgeable fan doesn't want to come to a tournament. It doesn't want to go to Clyde where there's 56 teams because you can't find your kid. You may go out there to watch. I was walking with a guy last week from Seneca East. I said, "Well, you coming to watch your daughter?" He goes, "No, my granddaughter." Now, once I stepped into that gym, all I could think of was, good luck finding your granddaughter, and she might wrestle at 1 o'clock, and the next match might not be till 4:30. So it's not conducive for the fan,
right?
Although family members are going to be there no matter what. But to get your high school teammates out there, to get your high school classmates, the dual meet setup is much, much better. They know what the order is going to be. They know it's going to be over in an hour and a half. They can come in, they can cheer for their friends, and go home just like they would at a basketball game or any other event.
Well, Tom, great to be here with you. Anything else before we wrap up the show?
No, we're just, you know, once we get past the first of the year, it really gets going in a hurry.
Right.
You know, the league starts working some of their stuff out. The LC8 will start with their tri-meets on Thursday nights, and the SWC will start filtering their way through both, use a combination to determine the conference champs. So really looking forward to some of that action.
All right. Well, Tom, thanks again.
Thank you, Rob.
Again, that's Tom Evans, the Hall of Famer. And we want to remind you that the High School Wrestling Recap was presented by Cobos Insurance Center with help from Century 21 and Mike Deanna Realty. For Tom Evans, this is Rob Polinsky reminding you the High School Wrestling Recap show can be heard on AM 930, FM 100.3. Tom, one last time, how can they hear it online?
At WEOL.com.